www.thebeatles.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome back into Midland, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. For the Lugnuts, this is the final game to be played at Dow Diamond this year. They are assured of a winning record at the Great Lakes Loons, the best team record-wise in the Midwest League, and one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. But the Lugnuts come in at 5-3 against the Loons. They won three in a row to start up the year. Then in this series, they dropped the first two, they won the next two, and then yesterday, two big swings by Chris Alleen, a two-run double and a two-run triple. That handed the Lugnuts a 4-2 defeat. But if they win today, they clinch a series split and the finale of a 12-game road trip. Let me welcome in Adam Jackson right now. Adam, the Loons have one of their best pitchers going to the mound in Justin Robleski. And for the Lugnuts, what a great story it is to welcome back Mitch Myers.
Yes, indeed. We talked about it. He got hit in the head just a couple of weeks ago. Missed a start, but he's back and gets an opportunity to throw today on July 3rd before the Lugnuts come back home tomorrow. And I think it would be pretty remarkable if Lansing, 2 weeks away from home, long road trip, you split up in Wisconsin. That's a 6-7 hour drive, and then you come up to first place Great Lakes. You could earn a split today. I think that's a win heading back home against Lake County tomorrow.
Let's look at the Loon starter, though, because Justin Robleski is really difficult.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, this is a 22-year-old that they picked up in the 21st round at 2021, but in his, really throughout the year, he has not given up many runs at all, but specifically in his last 10 starts, he's given up two runs or less. He's got good strikeout numbers. And the Loons certainly have one of their best on the hill to try and close out this series and pick up a series win. Four-seam fastball, cutter, slider, change, and a curveball. So that's a big mix, especially yesterday after the Loons were able to slow down the Lugnuts. Hitting-wise, it may be the same type of thing today. The Lugnuts are going to have to try and break through.
And a Lugnuts lineup without Max Muncy, without Daniel Susak. This is the usual Sunday lineup on a Monday, this being the series finale. And so this lineup takes on a very different look. I'm going to first go over the starting nine. We're going to reverse things. I'll give you the 1-9, and then, Adam, I want you and I to break this down. You cool?
Let's do it.
Leading off, the second baseman, A. Rebiel Anales. We usually see him batting ninth. Batting second, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Hitting third, shortstop, Jack Winkler. Junior Perez in right field bats fourth. Batting fifth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Clark Elliott. Batting seventh, Brian Buelbas in center field. Hitting eighth, the D.H., Carlos Amaya. And then rounding out the order, it's the third baseman, Alexander Campos. So Anales, Bautista Jr., Winkler, Perez, Rodriguez, Elliott, Buelbas, Amaya, Campos. We're used to seeing Junior Perez hitting cleanup. There's a lot of other guys batting in unusual spots.
Yeah, it's, again, as you said, the typical getaway day is just a day later on Monday rather than Sunday. So a couple guys out of the lineup getting a day off before you restart another series tomorrow, and interested to see how things work. Great to see Alexander Campos back in the lineup. He's a steady bat. Nice guy to turn the card over. Rebiel Anales, not a big walk guy, but he puts things in play and gets another opportunity at the top of the order today.
C.J. Rodriguez batting fifth. Justin Robleski apparently in the pregame meeting with the Great Lakes Loons, the hitters meeting, the pitcher and the catcher going over things. He said, I saw C.J. Rodriguez. I pitched against him in college. This guy is good. We're going to target him. We've seen C.J.'s bat looking lively.
Yeah, had a home run earlier in this series for the Lugnuts, and hopefully he's got another one of those in him today against these Loons as again, they were held intact yesterday outside the last couple of innings of that 4-2 loss. But CJ could swing it in college, and he's great behind the plate as well.
Let's look on the other side now. For the Great Lakes Loons, their starting lineup, Taylor Young, the shortstop, leads off. Batting second, the first baseman, Dalton Rushing. Yanner Fernandez is the second baseman, batting third. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Damon Keith. Then third baseman, Luis Diaz, who earlier today was informed that he has been honored as the Midwest League Player of the Week. Left fielder Chris Alleen bats sixth. He had the two big swings yesterday. Then the DH, Chris Newell, bats 7. Batting 8th, the catcher Frank Rodriguez. Center fielder Jake Rodriguez then bats 9th. That's Young, Rushing, Fernandez, Keith Diaz-Aleen, Newell, Rodriguez, and Vogel. I suppose we have to talk about Diaz first because he got the honor.
Yeah, no question about it. He's had a really good week, and this has happened a couple times against the Lugnuts where other hitters have been able to have good weeks against him, and he gets the honor of the Player of the Week. And another guy that you're going to have to keep an eye on one more time before the Loons eventually come back to Lansing later on this year.
All things considered, though, Adam, this is a Loons team that by far and away scores the most runs of any team in the Midwest League. They have scored 4 runs, 5 runs, 3 runs, and 4 runs in the series. You'd love to shut them out, of course, but I would say, relatively speaking, that's good pitching.
That's the reason the Lugnuts have had the success, as you mentioned, against the Loons. They're going to take a winning record regardless of what happens in this series finale back home against the Great Lakes Loons, and they ran away with the first half because of great pitching, because of their tremendous offense, and Lansing's done an admirable job on the mound. They just got to find some more hits and runs today and see if they can sneak out hopefully another tight, low-scoring game.
We've talked pitching. We've talked hitting. The other key factor in the series has been defense. Another errorless game for the Lugnuts yesterday. Another error-filled game for the Loons. 2 errors committed, helping the Lugnuts score their runs. 12 errors committed now by the Loons in the season series. 7 errors committed in the series, and the Lugnuts keep on playing clean ball.
Absolutely, and that's you're hoping for that again today, but that's the next step, too. If the Loons don't make those errors, how many runs is Lansing scoring? So can they today, against a good pitcher, find a way to get hits and guys in? And specifically if the Loons aren't going to give the ball away like they have in this series. But certainly if they're going to, like they have in both series against Lansing, Lugnuts are going to take advantage of it.
Let's look ahead, because speaking of taking advantage, you and I have watched this Lugnuts team for years now play the Loons really tough, and the Loons have perennially been the best. And then we say, okay, play everybody else that way. Tomorrow the Lake County Captains come to town. They're a very different sort of team than the Loons.
Yeah, they are. It's a team that's been struggling this year. So good opportunity again. If Lansing can feel good about themselves, pick up a series split and a win today, they go home with what should be really massive crowds all this week, starting tomorrow on July 4th. Have the fans behind them and have Jackson Field, of course, familiar territory, hopefully an opportunity for them to pick up a series win.
Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your ticket. 6-game series in Lansing starting tomorrow. Down to the field we go.
At this time, we ask that you please your eyes and remove your caps. Turn your attention to the flags and on field veterans. You may salute the flag. And from Colonel Jim Murphy, as he honors America with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting.
Just about ready for baseball. Now that the national anthem has been sung, and great to see veterans intermixed with both the Lugnuts and the Loons standing out and ready for that national anthem. And the Lugnut players and the Loon players shaking their hands and saying thank you to them that gave back to this country as we celebrate Independence Day today, of course, tomorrow, July 4th. but it is a beautiful day for baseball. They have painted the batter's box with the stars in the left, in the right box, right-handed box, and then the stripes in red, and then the dirt intersecting in the left batter's box and in the box where the home plate umpire Juan Gomez will sit. It's actually pretty funny because both the catcher Frank Rodriguez and Juan Gomez and Daniel, by the way, that were all standing there, they were tiptoeing to make sure they didn't mess up the nice painting down there before this one gets started. It's your Lansing Lugnuts, 34-39 against the Great Lakes Loons, 49-24. Lansing 3-5 in the second half. Great Lakes 4-4. With the call of the game on Independence Day Eve, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam, watching the Lugnuts go veteran by veteran, the veterans who are lined up with the Lugnuts down that third base side, and watching Danny Bautista Jr. or Brady Basso or Jack Winkler or Alex Campos or Keaton Trenkel, just making sure to shake hands with each and every veteran, doing whatever they can for them and saying thank you. Poignant moments to start. We're doing the lineup exchange right now, it appears. Craig Conklin and Daniel Nava and the two umpires, by the way, and Gomez meeting outside that home plate circle on the bottom left, the southwestern quadrant. All the while, Justin Robleski is going through his warm-ups. So, handshakes exchanged. Here's your Great Lakes Loons starting defense. We're getting things a little bit out of order here. In the defense for the Loons, first, let's start with the catcher, Frank Rodriguez. At first base, Dalton Rushen. Second baseman, Xander Fernandez. At short, Taylor Young. And at third base, Luis Diaz. On the outfield, Chris Alines in left, and center Jake Vogel, and in right, Damon Keith. At play ball declared by a youngster who whipped the first high-five attempt, got the second one. Vigorously, too. And let's play ball. And Adam, let's talk about this left-hander, Justin Robleski, and how did the Lugnuts beat him?
That's a great question, Jesse, because a lot of teams are struggling with this man this year, and with good reason. I mean, his starts have been excellent. I think the way that you beat him is, again, don't help him out. Stay in the zone, have good at-bats, make him come to you in the strike zone and try and barrel up those pitches that he puts across the plate.
Well, here's pitch number one. And it's swung on and golfed into left center field. Base hit a Rebiolanoles at 1:05 p.m. Juggled out there by Bubba Aline. Now he gets it in. And a first pitch single by A. Rebiel gets things going.
Well, there you go. One pitch in the zone. One pitch knocked out. It was right at the bottom of the zone. Anales went right after it. He likes to swing early, and that's a great start for Lansing.
We begin on time. He was on time. Anales collects his 48th hit of the year. And now, a called strike in the inside corner to the number two hitter, Danny Bautista Jr. Our home plate umpire, Juan Gomez. Our field umpire, Daniel, by the way. Anales a threat to run at first. No score. Lefty on the hill. Here's the pitch. Inside to Bautista Jr. One ball and one strike. For Danny, a hit and two steals yesterday. So Bautista Jr. now hitting 261 through 62 games. The pitch. A ground ball pushed to the right side. A base hit in the right field. Anale starts to take the turn. Quickly back into second base. A throw one hops into shortstop from Damon Keith. Back-to-back singles for Lansing.
Don't know if you can start any better than that.
Well, they could have been back-to-back home runs, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring up the shortstop, Jack Winkler. Well, thank you very much for accompanying us. Adam Jaksa by my side. Follow him, Adam Jaksa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A. For me, at Jay Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. We love to get emails. JayGoldstress@LansingLugnuts.com. Jack Winkler, right-handed batter. First pitch, fastball, low, ball one at 95 miles an hour. And Winkler has had success in this series against the Loons. Yesterday, 2-for-4 with an RBI single. The southpaw sets, here it is. Breaking ball in, went around too far on appeal of a check swing. One ball, one strike. So Winkler with another multi-hit game. He's now hitting 246. Two on, nobody out. The pitch. Winkler fouls it away to the right side. That fastball sitting right now for Robleski at 95. Justin Robleski from Oklahoma State. Let's it fly. A line drive over short of base into left field. Adelaide's read it well. He comes across to score. Batista Jr. stops at second as the throw comes in toward third. Three straight singles. And for Jack Winkler, an RBI single gives the Nuts a 1-0 lead.
Well, great stuff by the Nuts. Again, we talked about how excellent Robleski has been, but the Nuts have come out attacking firm contact on the first three batters in this game, and they have an early lead.
So bring up the cleanup hitting, Junior Perez. Winkler at first, Batista Jr. at second. The pitch is high. Ball one. Fourth straight right-handed batter to take on the southpaw. The first three have singled. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner. That's strike one call.
It's actually lefties that are batting a tick better against the left-handed Robleski. 232 comparable to 226, so pretty much the same both sides of the plate.
What you're saying is wait for Clark Elliott to come up. A 1-1 pitch from Robleski. Swing and a miss. Buy him at 95. Ball and two strikes on Junior. Anales the single to left. Batista Jr. the ground ball single to right. Winkler the laser single to left for the run. A 1-2. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Rodriguez. Perez strikes out. And there's the first out of the ball game.
It's been a really tough series for Junior. 2-for-16 now. And the strikeouts now have reached six. He just hasn't looked himself. A little slump for him. And hopefully maybe he can figure it out late in this game or perhaps coming up back at home starting tomorrow.
We're not at the left-handed batter yet. Here comes the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Batista Jr. at second, Winkler at first, up 1-0. The deal. Check swing, breaking ball down and in. And on appeal, he went. Bases umpire, by the way, the call, in between the pitcher's mound and shortstop.
Wow, I did not think he went around there. That's a tough call right there. C.J. Rodriguez was also a little surprised that he got called for strike one.
Here's the pitch. A ground ball is checked toward third. In comes Diaz, plays, fires to first. They get the out there with rushing, reaching up. Out number two, Batista Jr. to third, Winkler up to second.
Well, it worked out perfectly there for Danny Bautista. He was running just in front of the baseball, so there was no chance Diaz could tag out Bautista. He had one play to first, makes it. And right now you've got a run, and Clark Elliott with Jack Winkler's speed at second base. You get one through the infield again, two outs in the frame, so the guys are running, have a chance to score two.
Adam, here's your lone left-handed batter in the order. Lefty-lefty, the pitch to Clark Elliott. Down low and away, ball one on the fastball.
You have a swing to the right of second, Jesse. It's wide open.
Elliott yesterday, 2-for-3. Single to right, single to first. You said it. Second baseman Fernandez swung around to his left. The pitch. Sliced foul in the air down the left side. Out of play. One ball and one strike. Was that the sound of a seal?
Dolphin, I think, right?
A dolphin, you're right. I'm going, that's not a loon call. Second and third. 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. Up and inside. Ball two. You know, when I go to a baseball game and I see a foul ball, I expect to hear a dolphin through the stadium speaker system. I don't know about you.
Well, that makes one of us.
The pitch. Elliott lines it. Base hit left field. First in comes Batista Jr. Winkler's on his heels. Aline's throw home arrives in the air. He's out at the plate. Tagged by Rodriguez. Craig Conklin's going to argue this one. The Lugnuts lead 2-0 on the RBI single by Elliott. That's out number three, and the side is retired. The argument to forestall things. Adam, have a look at the replay.
Wow, this is another one. I didn't think he was out. Let's get a look. Looked like he slid in. Ooh, it's real close. I don't know, Jesse.
And with that, the argument ends between Conklin and the home plate umpire Gomez, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Lugnuts two. The Loons are coming up against the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers when we return.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four singles net, two runs for the Lugnuts in the top of the first inning, though Chris Olin throws at Jack Winkler at the plate. We go to the bottom of the first. Mitch Myers, welcome back. First pitch, fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. Taylor Young quickly falls behind. Young rushing Fernandez against the right-hander out of pit. Now deep breath, the rock, the fire. Swing and a foul tip into Rodriguez's mitt. Quickly, nothing and two. The Lansing defense quickly. C.J. Rodriguez is the catcher. Danny Bautista Jr. is at first with A. Rebiel Anales at second. At short, Jack Winkler, and at third, Alex Campos. And the outfield, Clark Elliott's in left, Brian Buelbas in center, and Junior Perez is in right. 2-0 Nuts. Righty, righty, 0-2. Reaching out, fouling back. The breaking ball, into the netting. Taylor Young stays alive. Slow down his swing on the Myers hook. Four-pitch guy, Mitch Myers. Fastball, curve, slider, change. Kicks, throws. Young takes the fastball up and in. Ball one.
And Jesse, his last outing where he did get hit back in the head on that line drive, he actually pitched pretty well against Peoria. Went 4 1/3, giving up just two runs with a couple strikeouts.
Young swings, chases, and spoils the fastball up and away. We stay 1-2. I want to talk about that, Adam, just about Mitch returning to the mound. But I'm glad that you brought that up. 1-2 pitch. Up and in on Young. Hit off the bat, deflected back to the netting. Never swung. Like a bat-seeking missile. Stays 1-2. I think it's so easy to be distracted because of the line drive that came back and hit him, to be distracted from how he actually pitched in that game. 1-2 signals the home plate umpire Gomez. The pitch. Line drive right center field. Brian Guelbas over to his left into the alleyway. Tracks it down. One out in the home first inning. This is the big headline of the game, to my mind, is Mitch Myers being back on the mound. Last time that we saw him on the mound, Jackson Field, June the 13th against Peoria. Dalton Rushing, left-handed power hitter, steps in. Myers from the first base out of the rubber, offers, swing and a miss on the fastball up. Fastball currently 93 from Myers. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first. Lugnuts up 2-0. The wind of the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball for a called strike two. So Myers gets hit by a line drive. He gets taken immediately to Sparrow Hospital. There's blood, but thankfully never lost consciousness. Diagnosed mild concussion. They stitch up his head. He goes through concussion protocol, and here he is. Deals, fastball high. Adam, I remember seeing him in Wisconsin and him telling me, I'm already back to throwing. But the athletic trainer, Eric Bast, saying, best case scenario. 1-2, swing and a miss. And here he strikes out the top prospect on the loons. Dalton Rushing goes down. Got him with the off speed. Two outs.
Well, and just kind of the Lugnut mentality last year, just bad luck. I mean, someone got hit by a pitch. Typically, it was a batter. They were out for extended periods of time. Lugnuts just couldn't have any good luck with injuries.
Yanner Fernandez takes a ball low. This year it's been the other teams in the system, which is why we've seen Lugnut sent this way, Lugnut sent that way. Cooper Ewell to Stockton, Alex Campos to Vegas. 1-0. Line drive, base hit, right center field. To his right, Perez cuts it off from right, scoops it up, gets it in. Oppo single, Yanner Fernandez. And a two-out base runner for Great Lakes. The Lugnuts have stayed, and knock on whatever material you've got around you, relatively healthy. And the fact that they can get Mitch back, that he only misses one start, is amazing.
Really good. I mean, because if you watch that replay, it was a line drive, and it was directly at his head.
He deals to Damon Keith, right on right. Fastball, inside ball one. I have chosen not to watch the replay.
As have I. No need to. No. It was tough to watch.
Here's what I remember most of all is Don Schulze catapulting out of the dugout. The pitch, Keith takes, strike called on the off-speed breaker. We joke sometimes that Don Schulze takes his time. He has the slowest path to the mound sometimes in the Midwest League amongst any pitching coach. He was at Mitch's side immediately. The 1-1. Keith swings and golfs it high in the air out into center field. Back goes Buelbas. Back he goes. In front of the track. Makes the catch. Now onto the track. In front of the wall. See plenty of space. And that'll do it on a scoreless first inning. So Mitch Myers is not only back, but pitching effectively strands the two-out single. And the Lugnuts bring a 2-0 lead off to the second inning from Midland, Michigan and Dow Diamond.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is rare that Justin Robleski allows any runs, let alone two, let alone in the very first inning. But Anales, Batista Jr., Winkler, and Elliott singled against him. Winkler and Elliott knocking home Anales and Batista Jr. And the Lugnuts are up 2-0 going to the top of the second. They faced six in the first. Now the Loons lefty Robleski will take on 7-8-9, Welbas, Amaya, and Campos. And Jessica Briggs-Strassler here with Adam Jackson. The lefty deals, and the right-handed batter, Buelbas, takes a called strike one. Fastball to start him. Ryan Buelbas dropped down in the order. He has been scuffling. Full windup and the pitch. High and outside. One ball and one strike. A fastball there, 93 from Robleski. Saw him touching 95 in the first inning. A leg kick, the pitch. Low and in with the off-speed. Two balls and one strike. And Buelbas in this series 0 for 12 and 7 strikeouts. If we go back to the Wisconsin series, he didn't strike out that much. Swings and misses at a fastball here. Two balls, two strikes. That was the thing. He only struck out once, but he went 2 for 19. So he's 2 for his last 31 the last 2 weeks. Now the two hits in the Wisconsin series came in the final game of that series. And both of them were doubles. Here's the final game of this Loon series. Let's see how he fares. Leading off the second, Lansing up 2-0, the 2-2. Fastball high, and he's worked the cap full. native of Monteria, Colombia. A payoff. Swing and a miss. That's a fastball that might have been up. It might have been outside. Instead, it's strike three, and the second strike at for Robleski.
Yeah, he's just chasing right now. That one was outside, up high, and Buelba's just, it's a tough series for him. It's the same type of thing we've seen with Junior Perez. You credit the Loons pitching staff not making it any easier with the good arms that they've got in this system.
Here's Carlos Amaya. And the pitch to Carlos. Swing and a miss, strike one. 96 by him. Adam, he also fared well in the final game of that Wisconsin series. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul out of play to the right side at 97. One out, nobody on, top of the second. Lansing leading 2-0.
First hit with the lugs, and he got robbed. Runners on base. He had a line drive to left that got caught. Really good at bats in that last game.
He's only playing right now the final games of series. So this is his next game after that last game. The 0-2. A breaking ball fouled off on the ground left side.
I mean, it's only his third game, Jesse. It's remarkable to think. It's hard to get in a rhythm, but that's unfortunately how it goes when you've got two other top five round catchers.
21 years of age. The pitch swings and flies it to center field, measured by Vogel. Now he comes in, holds off the right fielder, makes the catch. Amaya is at number two. And now we welcome back Alexander Campos. Campos spent a tour of duty up in AAA. They needed him just in case. It was an emergency situation where they were really thin on infielders with the Las Vegas Aviators, but he never played. So June 23rd, he went up. Yesterday, he came back. And Campos takes ball one inside. Well, he came back 2 days ago, although he arrived, I think, during game time. And here it is, his first game back with the Nuts. The pitch. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Frustrating to be in a spot watching baseball and not playing baseball. A ground ball, hit toward short, couple of hops, backs up Young to his left, throws to first. Campos is out number three. Much easier second inning for Justin Robleski. We go to the bottom of the second. It's the Lugnuts up 2-0 at Great Lakes.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers pitched around a two-out single in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless frame. Takes to the mound for the last of the second. A Lugnuts right-hander out of Lynette, Alabama, with a 2-0 lead at his back. Deals to Luis Diaz. Right on right. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball to get after him. It's Diaz, followed by Aline and Newell. 5-6-7. A step back. The leg kick. The pitch. Fastball right in there at 92. Strike two called. Diaz is not leaving that batter's box. He's ready to go. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He's gone on strikes. Myers records his second strikeout. good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Luis Diaz.
Well, after all, maybe he wasn't ready to go on that third pitch.
Apparently not.
Myers kind of looks like he's come out here inspired pitching today, Jesse.
Yeah, I think so too. He fires. Chris Aline takes ball one outside. The left fielder, switch hitter, batting from the left side. One out, nobody on. The pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Off speed on the outside corner.
I mean, he's hammering the strike zone.
The wind, the toss. Down low. The other thing that both Myers and Justin Robleski do, they don't need a pitch clock. And if you put one up, you might as well shorten it down to a 10-second clock. A 2-1. Strike two called on the outer edge. You've got to lean here, try to work the count. And what, this has been 30 seconds for four pitches?
Yeah, he rolled along after one base hit given up in that first inning. Had one lengthy at-bat. That was it, though. Everything else under four pitches.
Time granted to Aline. Yesterday, a two-run double and a two-run triple. He's the reason that the Loons beat the Lugnuts 4-2. 2-0 Nuts here. The pitch. Swings and lines it back up the middle. Grabbed off the ground by the shortstop, Winkler. Throws to first. Got him. Two outs.
Well, that's excellent scouting right there. They shift as much as they can, and Winkler was basically behind the bag at second, and that ball was headed right back up the middle if he's not there. Instead, it's an easy 6-3 putout.
So now here's the left-handed slugging, Chris Newell. Pitt Panther versus Virginia Cavalier. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Nuts. The pitch. Popped off the hands, foul. Out of play, left side.
You all right with 25 pitches, 19 in the zone so far?
I am. That works wonderfully for me. How do you feel?
Pretty darn good.
An 0-1 from Myers. Foul the way to the left side. Keeps on pumping strikes. Nothing into a Newell. Time granted to Newell. Trying to slow down Mitch, who is in rhythm. Shortstop Winkler once again right up the middle with the left-handed batter up there. Third baseman Campos is in the shortstop hole. This is an 0-2. Check swing, went around too far on the fastball up. He's gone on strikes. And that's a perfect second for Myers. He has now struck out three through two scoreless. Onward to the third inning. Lansing leading 2-0 over the Great Lakes Loons. Adam Jackson will have the call.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
From Dow Diamond, one final time in 2023 for the Lansing Lugnuts. They're up 2-0 against the home squad. Happy Independence Day Eve to you. Lansing will be back home on July 4th tomorrow against Lake County. Can't wait to see you out at Jackson Field. First pitch right after 7 o'clock. Today, Aribe Alanjale steps in. First pitch, squares to bunt, couldn't pull it back in time. Strike one. He went after the first pitch of the game, and it was a line drive base hit to left. Lugnut scored two in that inning against Robleski. Pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. Angeles now 7-for-17 in this series. Three runs, five strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Big hack there on the fastball. 1-2. Robleski has been most susceptible inning-wise in the first, the second, and the fourth. We're in the third. The pitch, too tall. Two balls, two strikes. As mentioned, he has not given up two or more runs in a long, long time. Next pitch, right-handed. Angeles sprays it up into the right field crowd. Remains two balls and two strikes. Got to go all the way back to April 27th at Fort Wayne the last time Robleski gave up two or more runs. Gave up four that time. The pitch, hard hit, down the line, and it's fair over the jumping Diaz at third and heading towards the wall. Angeles is around first into second with a double as Aline gets it in. Eusebio Angeles on his way to a natural cycle if he keeps this up. A single and now a double. So Angeles with his first extra base hit in this series and his 11th double. The Nuts trying to do it again a second time through the top of the order. Here's Danny Bautista, 2-0 Nuts, top three. The pitch, Bautista squares to bunt. Pulls it back, it's inside, ball one. And the Nuts get some more here in the third. The pitch home, twisted down the right field side, that's fair, and heading towards the wall on the other side. Angeles is coasting in around third. Bautista speeding in and replacing him at second. It's an RBI double. 3-0 Lansing in the third. The top two in the order are 2-for-2 with a single and a double for each. Angeles has scored twice. Bautista has driven him in. Now once. So, what we were just saying, more than two runs given up for the first time since April 27th for Robleski. Jack Winkler, the righty, steps in. Up high, ball one. Lansing three, Great Lakes none in the series finale. Nuts trying to earn a series split. Still nobody out. And Bautista at second. Lefty on righty. Robleski looks at second, comes home. Inside, two balls, no strikes. This has to feel good for the Nuts. They've already got three runs on six hits. Now have two extra base hits in this third after having just two runs and six hits yesterday. The pitch home. Popped up. First base side foul territory, though. Overcoming is rushing, and that heads into the seats. 2-1. And maybe a little momentum, Jesse, carrying over for Lansing yesterday. Remember, they got their run in the eighth and run in the ninth and left one stranded in the ninth. They've come right out today with two in the first and now one in the third against the Loons' best starting pitcher, Justin Robleski.
Well, the guys responsible for that run in the ninth inning yesterday were Danny and Jack Winkler.
2-1 pitch, cut back off the net, 2-2.
I mean, we started today's broadcast saying, no Susak, no Muncy at the top of the order. No Caden Trenkel. So how does this new look lineup do? And I tell you what, this lineup, Angeles, Bautista Jr., Winkler, what energy they have brought to the top of this lineup.
Robleski's 2-2. Lifted, shallow center field. Vogel coming in underneath of it on a slow jog. Eases up and makes the catch above his head. That's the first out of the third.
Jack knows that he just missed that pitch.
He would have loved to give the Lugnuts their second home run of this series. 3-0 Lugnuts. And for what it's worth, to what you're saying about this lineup and this part of it giving them a spark, you start to worry a little bit with not having a couple of normal guys at the top of the order like Max Muncy and Daniel Susak. Junior Perez steps in, right side, first pitch, inside, down low, ball one. Technically, this is a Sunday lineup, though. We're playing on Monday because the series started on Wednesday, but If you look at Lansing on Sundays when they traditionally run out these lineups, they have a winning record, 8-6. So they've been able to find runs. Pitch down low, 2 balls, no strikes. There's depth on this Lugnut roster hitting-wise. You just haven't quite seen the consistency yet, but at times they're able to explode with some hits and some runs. Attack the Loons for 14 hits the other day. Pitch, hard hit, out to left field. High-flying foul towards the Dow Credit Union Pavilion. Oh, Junior Perez would have loved that one. He's got to get new wood here. Exchange his bat, go find another. He has had a tough series, 2-for-16 with 6 strikeouts. Been a few weeks since he's hit that last home run. But you make a mistake on him, he'll make you pay. 3-0, Nuts top 3, 1 out. Danny Bautista at second base after his RBI double had knocked in Angeles, who led off the inning with a double. Both guys 2-for-2 with a single and a double. The top 2 spots in the order. 2-1. Bouncer off the plate, foul, third base side. 2-2.
Adam, you said that there's depth in this lineup, and I would also add there's hitting ability. But you and I have talked about how we haven't seen the consistent production. This is what we hope to see all year from Angeles. This is what we've hoped to see all year from Danny Bautista Jr.
We're getting some of that today. 2-2 pitch. Down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And saying depth, too, because, again, Bautista is a guy that is bumped up today. They moved him up to the 4 spot yesterday, but he traditionally bats towards the bottom of the order. Angeles is usually the swing guy, the 9-hitter, or maybe 8 or 7. Has let off a couple of times, but they're thriving at the top of the order today. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the change. 82 on the gun. Second strikeout for Junior Perez, and his struggles continue this week in Midland. 2 outs. So now it's C.J. Rodriguez's turn. He grounded out to third in his last at-bat. Can the Lugnuts push across one more run here? Perhaps 2 with 2 outs. The pitch up high. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 because number 21 knocked in a 2-run shot earlier in this series. Just a couple of days ago, his first home run of the year. Sent it out to left center field. Lefty on righty. Robleski comes home. Cued back off the net. 1-1 on C.J. Rodriguez. That was the 43rd Lugnuts long ball of the year. Rodriguez, the starting catcher, 5th-round selection by the A's out of Vanderbilt. 22 years old. The pitch, breaking ball, arcs up too tall and a little bit outside. 2-1. Can't ask for a better day at the park. It's 81 degrees, but you got a nice breeze as well. 7-mile-an-hour wind helping the 60% humidity today. The pitch popped up right side of the diamond, heading over towards the Loons dugout, and no room as that heads to the lower bowl. This is always the time of the year. You certainly think of July 4th. You think of being out on a boat and on the water. Usually it's even more steamy than what it is, sometimes upwards of 90 to mid-90s. Then you tack on the humidity. This year sitting in the 80s, but still it has been humid pretty much all week here in Midland.
Dodging raindrops.
The pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Hit well. Vogel going back, and he makes the catch. And the Dodger affiliate, Dodge, is giving up any more runs in the third. They do give up one, though, after back-to-back doubles by Angeles and Bautista. Lansing leaves one stranded. 3-0, Lugs heading to the last of the third.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Lansing Lugnuts flexing their muscles so far through 2.5 innings. They're up 3-0 against the Great Lakes Loons, trying to earn a series split here at Dow Diamond. Appreciate you stopping in for Monday afternoon baseball. Feels a little weird. You know what? Jesse, I got to be honest. I am most excited on the front right column of the game notes. There's a little section that gives the record of each day the Lugnuts are on that day. Mitch Myers, first pitch. That shoots in, strike one to Frank Rodriguez. Every Monday is an off day. Ah-ha-ha. They'll either be 1-0 or 0-1. The pitch popped up. Shallow center field. May stay in the infield. Angeles behind second. Now steps into the dirt and makes the catch directly behind the keystone for the first out of the third inning to Frank Rodriguez. They could be undefeated on Mondays, Jesse.
It's a lot of pressure.
It certainly is. We're hoping that this 3-0 lead holds up. We'll give you the rundown, though, day by day, when the Lugnuts fare best. Here's Jake Vogel from the right side. First pitch home from the righty. Just off the plate from Mitch Myers. Ball one. So on Tuesdays, Lansing's 4-5. On Wednesdays, it's been their toughest day of the week. They're 3-10. Pitch home. Foul back, 1-1. Thursday, 6-7. Friday, also 6-7. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, that's when the Nuts come out to play in front of the big crowd. 7-4 on Saturday, 8-6 on Sunday. Here we are on Monday. The pitch, hard hit on the ground, third base side. Backhanded foul territory by Campos. Long throw across is up the line at first. Would have been late as well. Vogel runs well. And Vogel is aboard with one away. Perfect placement on that shot down the third baseline. Good effort by Campos. Also, if the Nuts win today, they could even up their day game record at 11-11. So, really, a lot on the line. Back to the top of the card, here's Taylor Young. 3-0 Lugs in the bottom of the third at Dow Diamond. Pretty nice crowd on this Monday afternoon, July 3rd, 2023. The pitch. A little bit up high, ball one. Myers has not missed the zone much today. 33 pitches, 25 strikes. He's come out firing in the first couple innings. Has only given up a couple of singles. The pitch. Breaking ball just missed. Very close right there, 2-0. Juan Gomez not going up with the right hands. Daniel, by the way, the bases umpire today. Those crew has been in since Wednesday for this six-game set. 2-0. Inside. Myers in danger of walking his first batter. With that said, he steps off the mound, gets a grip on the rosin bag, and will fire back in against Taylor Young, who's 5-for-18 in this series. 3 doubles, 7 driven in. The pitch. That's outside. Ball four. So just like that, the bookends in the lineup have reached. And there's two on with one out. By the way, and not talking about Daniel, if you want tickets to the Lansing Lugnuts July 4th extravaganza tomorrow, you are severely flirting with getting some. There is only standing room only left for tomorrow's game. Time called before Dalton rushing the lefty steps in. C.J. Rodriguez heads out to the hill. Jesse and I talked about it yesterday. Some of the biggest crowds in Lansing Lugnuts history have either come on tomorrow's date, July 4th, or the Crosstown Showdown against Michigan State. They have had 12,000 fans before, and it certainly seems like there's going to be upwards of that amount tomorrow. It gets packed on July 4th. So be ready if you're coming to the game. Expect some lines at the concession stands, but expect a great atmosphere. And then you get fireworks from both the city and the Lugnuts, sometimes in the game, sometimes after the game. Pitch home. Down low, one ball, no strikes. But you certainly don't want to miss out on the experience. But right now, all that's left, bleacher and lawn only left available, and tailgate terrace exclusive as well. 1-0. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. There's the first strike in the last six pitches for Myers. So going to be a lot of folks coming out to support the Lansing Lugnuts. July 4th tomorrow. The Nuts hoping they can come back with a series split up 3-0 in the bottom of the third today. Trouble, though, first and second, one away. The pitch home. Breaking ball, hammered foul off the Loons dugout, first base side. 1-2. Tomorrow we're the ones that are able to enjoy it up from above, just kind of people watch and see all the folks and the atmosphere they provide. It is something else to see. Myers 1-2, up high, we're even, 2-2.
I'm warning you in advance. I'm going to leave you in the third inning like I do every single 4th of July. Those are my favorite photographs to take all year. Walk all around the ballpark, photograph everything and everyone at Jackson Field.
Might have to get out on the, what we want to call
roof?
The catwalk right in front of us in the booth there.
On the catwalk.
The little walkway. 2-2 pitch. High bouncing ball to second. Anjelez picks it off a short hop. Underhand toss to Bautista at first. And Bautista stares down the runner at third base and Jake Vogel. That is an exceptional play by Arribe Anjelez. He couldn't wait for it to take an extra hop, so he had to short scoop it. Did so on the run. And Lansing now an out away from getting out of this jam.
Danny was staring down the runner. All the while, Arribe was hugging him because his momentum had brought him right over to the first baseman.
He needed a stopper. Danny provided that. Good teamwork. Here's the righty, Yainer Fernandez, singled earlier. Pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. So here's the first threat against Myers. Can he work out of the jam? Fernandez with that single earlier, now 2-for-8 in this series. Vogel's at third, Young is at second. 3-0 Nuts, bottom three with 2 outs. It's a righty-righty matchup here. Myers kicks and throws. Just a little bit wide, and he's starting to miss a little bit here. He's been behind 4 of the 5 batters he's faced in this third inning. One batter he got ahead of, Frank Rodriguez. He got the easy fly out to second base to start the frame. The pitch, sprayed foul, first base side, out of play. Lugnuts got 2 runs in the first, then a run in the third. Loons trying to get a run or two back here. Fernandez with 4 home runs this year, batting average just up over 270. Pitch home. Breaking ball, down third base side, grabbed by Campos. Sets, fires to first, high, and it's safe, the call. Bautista couldn't come back down in time on the bag. It's an E5 on Campos, and that brings in an unearned run to make it 3-1.
He had all the time in the world and maybe too much time. Adam, you know what? Hindsight is 20/20. All he had to do was tag out Taylor Young, who was running right into him.
It would have been the easier play, but he was set, threw it to first, and he just threw it high. And Campos, who just came back down after he had a quick stint up in AAA, makes a crucial error when the Nuts have been so good defensively. Just the 54th error for the Nuts, and now this inning continues. Damon Keith to the plate. First pitch, swing, and a miss. They're at first and third with 2 outs. 3-1, Lansing leading. So So you thought Myers was out of the jam. You keep the three-run lead. Now you got to earn a fourth out. Myers 0-1. Too tall. One ball, one strike as Rodriguez popped out of his stance. The batter's box starting to lose a little bit of its makings there with the colors that were painted in it before the game. 1-1. Hard hit, foul. Look out. One ball, two strikes. Daniel Nava had to get down quickly over there. That was smoked. The whole batter's box for the righties was painted in blue with stripes or with stars in white, and then there are red stripes in the left-handed batter's box and the back of the box where the catcher, CJ Rodriguez, is. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three, and that is going to do it for the third. So an unearned run, but two left stranded. By the way, you still see the colors. They're just kind of blurred, like a smeared painting, which we like that too. We like that the Lugnuts have the lead as we head to the fourth, up 3-1 in Dow Diamond.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We're off to the fourth inning, Lansing leading 3-1. Thanks so much for stopping in. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, high atop Dow Diamond on this Monday afternoon. First pitch outside, ball one to the lefty, Clark Elliott. RBI single in the first. Elliott, Brian Buelbas, Carlos Amaya, 6-7 and 8 against Justin Robleski. The pitch, kicked back foul, strike one. That heads off of facing of the sweets and drops down. Free baseball to our left. Nuts have not made it easy on the lefty today. Pitch home. Bouncing ball foul first base side. He had a 1-2-3 second inning against 7, 8, and 9, Buelbas, Amaya, and Campos, but the other two innings gave up four hits, two runs in the first, two hits, two extra base hits, and a run in the third. Sunglasses on for Clark Elliott as he climbs back in from the left. The pitch slides outside, 2-2. Those bright pink batting gloves for Elliott. Long black sleeve on his left arm. He's got the oven mitt tucked in his back left pocket. Pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball right there. And that is the fourth strikeout for Robleski. Yeah, we told you this back in the last half inning that the Lugnuts were batting. Robleski had not given up more than two runs since April 27th. Here's the righty, Brian Buelbas. The pitch. That's down low, ball one. That's going back 11 outings. Next pitch. In there, strike one. So the Lugnuts have done something that hasn't been done in a couple of months. Get three runs against this guy. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 on Buelbas. Can they get more, though? That is the next question. Try and extend this lead after the Loons just got one back to equal the run that the Nuts got in the top of the third. Brian Buelbas is looking for his first hit in this series. He's 0-13 with 8 strikeouts. He has really struggled. He didn't have many hits in that last series against Wisconsin. Trying to fight through a late June, early July slump. The pitch. Good job fouling that off, back off the net. 1-2. Lefty Robleski set from the stretch. Backs up, throws. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Buelbas chased it. He chased one in the second. It's back-to-back Ks for Robleski. 5 strikeouts. Okay, so it's Carlos Amaya time. Steps in from the right side. 2 outs. Nobody on base. 3-1 Nuts. Top 4. The pitch. Popped up first base side, foul territory, rushing over. Looks like he has room in the warning track area, makes the catch. Just a couple of steps from the steps leading down to the dugout. So he heads down in it. Loons will follow him. Lugnuts in front, 3-1 as they go down 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth. We'll be right back after this.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Speeding along to the bottom of the fourth at Dow Diamond in the final game of this six-game set up in Midland. Lugnuts clinging to a 3-1 lead as we come to the last of the fourth. Luis Diaz, Chris Aline, and Chris Newell coming to the plate. 5, 6, and 7. Jesse has been delivered. Our ketchup's getting stolen. That's tough. Jesse doesn't need ketchup, though. He's got the mint chocolate chip Dippin' Dots. No ketchup needed on those. He's thoroughly enjoying those. And we're thoroughly enjoying Lugnuts baseball. Gorgeous day up here in Midland. A little hot and sticky, but 81 degrees and climbing. Sun is out. We like that there's no rain. That's the best part. Mitch Myers coming out for his fourth inning of work. 49 pitches thus far, and 33 have been in the zone. Into the box climbs Luis Diaz from the right. First pitch. A little bit inside. Ball one. Bottom of the fourth means it's trivia time, too. That gets the people going. He has struck out in his first at-bat. Next pitch. Sprayed up into the light blue skies. Out of play. 1-1. Diaz, the third baseman today. 7-17 this week. But named Midwest League Player of the Week. Pretty darn good. He's had a good series. Pitch home. Inside. 2-1. So 7-16 coming into the game. 6 runs scored. Home run. 2 doubles. 3 driven in. 3 walks. 5 strikeouts. That'll be just fine. 2-1. Down low, 3-1. And again, Myers starting to tire a little bit, losing the command. The 10 pitches were outside of the zone in the last half inning when he had just 4 in both the first and the second. The pitch home. Line drive right back up the middle. It's a base hit as it rolls its way to Brian Welbas in center field. A leadoff man is on. That's the first time today that the Loons have had the leadoff man on. Third hit against Mitch Myers. And now it's Chris Bubba Alin that steps in from the left side. Three to one, Lugnuts, bottom four. One on, nobody out. Righty on lefty. Mitch Myers set from the stretch. Throws. Lifted out to shallow right field. Coming in, Perez to his right. Calls off Welbas. Makes the catch. One down. Okay, so a little today in Lugnuts history trivia for you. On this day, back in the late 2000s, the Lugnuts were here at Dow Diamond on July 3rd. Played in front of a big crowd, up over 6,000. They lost a thriller in 12 innings. Little check over at first base. Diaz is in safely. Chris Newell at the plate, the left-hander, working against Mitch Myers. 3-1 Nuts, bottom four, one out. Righty's pitch, up high, 1-0. In that 12-inning thriller, the Lugnuts got walked off, but the question involving the starter for the Loons. The Lugnuts faced a 2023 All-Star. It's the All-Stars just named. Pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Who was the All-Star named this year that the Lugnuts faced back on this day in the late 2000s here at Dow Diamond against Great Lakes Loons? That is your question today. Send in your answers. Quick throw back to first. Bautista's tag late on Diaz. At Adam Jaxa on Twitter. At Jay Goldstress on Twitter. Or the most common way, go ahead and email in. jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. We'll read those answers for you and give you the trivia question answer in the seventh. 1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitches in for a strike. Throw down is a little high. Quick swipe tag by Winkler and almost gets Diaz, but he is in safely. His helmet goes sprawling over towards the shortstop position. Calls time to go pick it up. That was a pretty good tag, though, by Jack Winkler. He made that closer than what it seemed. The throw was up, and Winkler had to extend his left arm up above his head, but had a quick snap tag down, and he almost got Diaz. So first swipe today for the Loons. Runner at second, one out. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Inside, 2-2. Newell today with a strikeout back in the second. Four strikeouts today for Mitch Myers. And the Pitt Panther trying to keep a close eye on Luis Diaz. He's got a sizable lead over at second base. Winkler keeps him close. And Myers going to spin around and walk him back to the bag. And third base awarded. We've got a balk. So Diaz won't need to steal third base. He gets it on the balk from Myers. It was called out by Daniel, by the way, and Juan Gomez backed it up as well. They both saw it. So now a second run 90 feet away. The pitch down low, bounces around in the batter's box, but kept in front by C.J. Rodriguez. So it's a 3-0 lead for the Lugs. Given a run back in the third after an error from Alexander Campos, that would have ended the inning. And now after a stolen base and a balk, there's a second run that's standing at third base with only one out. 3-2 pitch. Popped back foul our way up over the heads. And it remains 3-2 on Chris Newell. Long way to go here as we're still just in the fourth inning. You certainly feel like Lansing's going to have to get some more runs. And the next task for them is knock this starter, Justin Robleski, out of this game. Lugnuts have had some success against the Loons pen this week. 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four. It's a second walk for Mitch Myers. Jack Owen is throwing in the Lugnuts pen. But Mitch Myers trying to get through four innings here. Base hit, fly out, walk. And they're at first and third for Frank Rodriguez. He has struggled in this series. Maybe a double play candidate here. 1-for-10. He flied out to second in his first at bat. Righty on righty, the pitch. Too tall, ball one. And again, Myers continuing to get behind batters. That's what he was so successful through the first couple of innings. He wasn't missing the zone much, but starting to wear down here, 63 pitches deep. And time called as he takes his cap off, wipes the sweat from his face, and Don Schulze will trot out there with the rest of the infield, just trying to slow him down here. This feels like big spot in this game, Jesse, momentum-wise. You're up by a couple of runs. You just gave a run back to the Loons in the third. They've got two on with one out. Loons are teetering on taking the momentum right now, and you're asking Mitch Myers, who's certainly getting hot, getting worn down, tiring as we push through a fourth inning, to try and keep this a two-run lead.
I ask Mitch, give me these next two batters. These are the 8-9 hitters in the order. These are guys you should be able to bear down against. Then I've got Jack Owen ready for Taylor Young at the top of the order. I say, if Mitch can get out of this here, Rodriguez is a double play ball candidate. Then on deck, Jake Vogel has some speed but no pop. Execute your pitches. These are hitters he should be able to dispatch.
I agree with that. Pitch home. Breaking ball, foul back, 1-1. Combined in this series, these two, Rodriguez and Vogel, 5-for-24. Now, Vogel did have the base hit in the third. It was an infield single. Rodriguez, as mentioned, popped out to Angeles at second base. First and third, one away, and a 1-1 count. Myers throws. Goes the runner to second. Throw is high, and down to second. Angeles swipe tag in time. He just nabbed him, and it looks like the runner, Chris Newell, had beaten the tag. He was in behind Angeles, who had to step in front of the bag, turn around, and swipe tag him. And Daniel, by the way, still called him out. We're watching the replay. Oh, wow.
I think, by the way, is right on this. I don't think Newell got that right foot into the bag when Angeles tagged him on the chest. It's such a high tag. Angeles is in front of the base. You'd figure the runner is by him. There's no way that he's not safe. Look at this photo finish.
It's very similar to Jack Winkler getting thrown out in the first inning. It looked like Jack was in under the tag first, but on replay, it looked like he was out. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 on Rodriguez. And just like that, all of a sudden, Mitch Myers is a strike away from getting out of this frame unscathed. 3-1 Lugs, bottom four, two outs. Runner at third and Luis Diaz. The pitch. Popped up left side of the diamond, but out of play.
It was a high fastball. Now, when you're tired, what pitches get better? You're breaking stuff. I don't think Rodriguez can hit a good Myers hook.
Like the idea there, though, of going up and trying to get him to chase.
And he just did, but spoiled it.
See if he goes to the hook. 2-2. There it is, but it's outside. Three balls, two strikes on Rodriguez. Well, again, I don't want to walk this guy. I think you got to go right after him. 1-for-10 in this series. One walk, two strikeouts. Runner at third, two outs. 3-2 pitch. Flied foul, first base side. Myers did go right after him. He's got the option of a fastball, changeup, curve, or the slider. He tried the slider a couple of pitches ago. Just tried the fastball. What does Myers go to here? Getting ready to throw his 70th pitch of the afternoon. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got them with the slider on the outside part of the plate. Rodriguez frustrated. Myers pumped up. The Loons leave a runner stranded at third after they had two on with one out. Lugnuts lead 3-1 after four. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic when we return.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable. 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, off we go into the top of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons from Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Well, hi there. And things begin with an Alex Campos ground out to begin on the very first pitch of the top of the fifth. Lugnuts are leading the Loons 3-1. That did not last long for Campos. So let's go to the top of the order now and Aribel Anales. Right-handed batter against the southpaw, Justin Robleski, throws. Fastball inside, ball one. Next offering on its way. A ground ball hit towards short. It is grabbed. It is fired to first by Young. In time at two outs. On the ground, one to first, one to short. Next up, Danny Bautista Jr., for the Lugnuts, two in the first and one in the third for this 3-1 lead over the southpaw Robleski and Great Lakes. The Loons are wearing their Dodger blue uniforms, the home whites with the blue script Loons across the front with red caps. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a called strike one from Robleski. Lugnuts are wearing the blacks today, the jersey black shirts, the road gray pants. 0-1. Line drive left field, down for a base hit. One hop to Chris Aline. He plays it in towards short. Danny Bautista Jr. is on with his third hit of the game. It's a two-out single in the fifth. Next up, Jack Winkler. Adam mentioned just how large the crowd is going to be tomorrow at Jackson Field. And I can add to that the Lugnuts will be wearing special 4th of July-themed uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Alapert designed. Jack Winkler is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. The pitch to him on the inside corner and a called strike one. This has been the top of the order that has caused troubles. Bautista Jr. stole two bases yesterday. Snap throw over, no tag by rushing. So for Danny, 13 steals, 5 times caught. 3-for-3 game for Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Winkler chops toward the left side, intercepted by third baseman Diaz. Flips it over to Fernandez at second, and they force out Bautista Jr. Side retired. One hit, one left, no runs. Halfway home. Going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-1 Lansing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's a new pitcher on the mound for the Lugnuts. Jack Owen is in. Mitch Myers is out. Last of the fifth, Lugnuts 3, Loons 1. So the right-hander Myers goes four innings, and he strikes out five and is returned to the mound off the injured list and the concussion. He walks two. He gives up three base hits, all of them singles, against this powerful Loons order, and just one third-inning run that was unearned because of a Campos throwing error at third base. Outstanding stuff. The southpaw Owen, War Eagle. The Auburn Tiger comes in to take on 9-1-2. Deals to Jake Vogel, batting right. On the outside corner, a called strike to start him off. Vogel scored that run, the only Loons run in the third inning. A one-out infield single. The pitch, a bouncing ball, foul up the left side. No balls, two strikes, just that quick. Infield single the third. A walk to Taylor Young moved him to second. A ground out by Dalton Rushing moved him to third, and he scored on the Campos throwing error on a Gainer Fernandez grounder. And that is it for this Loons offense, this prolific Loons offense that has now scored 383 runs this year, and yet the Lugnuts have quieted them. 3-1, Lansing the lead. The pitch. Vogel reaches out and taps it foul right side.
Shh. Let's keep it that way.
That's right. And 0-2. A ground ball weakly struck left of the mound. Third baseman Campos picks it up, throws to first. He got him. And there's one out in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Ah, great play.
Now let's go to the top of the order and Taylor Young. You know, offense at work means something different in football, where the home crowd wants to make sure that the offense can communicate.
Quarterback's usually flapping its wings. Settle down, crowd.
Speaking of the Auburn Tigers, Jack Owen being one, deals to Taylor Young, right-handed hitting leadoff man. I went to my first Auburn game, Auburn football game some years back, Adam. The pitch, Young takes a called strike, breaking ball in the inside corner. Would you believe that I lost my voice 5 minutes into the first quarter?
Really?
Yeah, Arkansas started with the ball, and my friends who I was with, everybody was screaming at the top of their lungs, and I decided I'm going to do this too. I do not have SEC lung stamina. My voice was gone, and there's still a lot of time to play. Young takes a called strike on the outside corner. Nothing in two.
They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Owen to the plate. Young swings and misses. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Taylor Young. Two outs. Two up, two down against Owen. Bring up Dalton Rushing with the Lugnuts up 3-1.
What else we got in that? Oh, my God, there goes Davis.
Yes, yes. Rushing is over two. Strikeout, ground out, takes. Ball one inside. You as a fan, have you ever shouted yourself hoarse at a game?
Oh, yeah.
Owen to the plate. The breaking ball, cue shot on the ground to third baseman Campos. Picks it up, juggles, has no play. Looks like another error is coming here. In fact, it's called an infield single for Alex, or for Dalton Rushing. So no second error charged to Campos.
He just couldn't figure out what he wanted to do right there. He initially attacked bare hand, then he tried to pick it up with his glove, and then bobbled, and at that point, play's over.
A two-out base runner for Yainer Fernandez. Owen's pitch, low and in. I know how much Alex Campos has wanted to play a game. It's been a while. Went up to AAA, didn't play, came back here. Looking for regular time. The pitch, Fernandez sprays it foul right side. Spoke to him yesterday at the hotel. And he is, to my mind, Adam, one of the most likable guys on this Lugnuts team, which is a team filled with likable guys. Lugnuts lead 3-1, bottom of the fifth, two outs. And Owen 1-1 pitch to Fernandez, lefty to righty. Ground ball hit and grabbed by the third baseman, Campos. Spins around, fires to first, gets the out, And how about that for redemption? That ball was stung, and he did the full 360 to dispose of Yainer Fernandez.
He got three incredibly difficult balls in that half inning right there. My goodness, makes two of the plays, tried to make the third. The Alex Campos inning.
Baseball, man. Baseball. Well, let's go to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts are up 3-1. Perez, Rodriguez, and Elliott coming up when we return.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the middle of the order. Junior Perez, followed by Rodriguez and Elliott. 3-1, the Lugnuts are leading in Great Lakes. Perez showed bunt, first pitch missed up and away as he drew back. Ball one. Taking on the lefty, Justin Robleski, who remains in the ballgame for the sixth inning. Kicks, fires. Junior strokes a line drive over the shortstop, Young. It's a base hit to left field. Chris Aline quickly on hand to play it and get it in. Junior Perez's first hit of the game. Adam has been dutiful in recording just how frustrating this whole week has been in Midland. Took out some of his frustrations on that Robleski pitch.
Yeah, that's one that's got to feel real good for Junior Perez. Squared it up, nice swing, and gets right over Taylor Young's head.
Yes, indeed. Well, C.J. Rodriguez, first pitch swinging, fly ball left field, a lean to his right, makes the catch in front of the track. Back to first base goes Perez. There's one out. By the way, that last single by Junior Perez was 111 miles an hour off the bat.
That'll play.
It certainly will. Clark Elliott is 1-for-2 with an RBI single at a strikeout. A pickoff throw on a first base tag, not in time. That nearly would have increased the frustrations for Junior. Just did get back in. Dalton Rushing thought that the Loons had him. First baseman gets it back to Robleski. One on, one out, 3-1, Lugnuts in the sixth. Action up in the Loons' pen. Robleski to Elliott, lefty to lefty. Line drive slicing down the left field line. That ball is foul. One hop into the Lugnuts' pen. It's funny, Adam, we were talking about with Robleski. Oh, this guy, four hits, two runs in the first inning. Two hits, one run in the third inning. He's two outs away from a quality start. He has not gone six innings. He's gone six innings once this year. 0-1, Perez runs. Breaking ball, called a strike. Throw down to second base, tails. Perez is out! The tag was applied on his feet by the shortstop, Young, after his upper body was already into second base. And Craig Conklin loses his mind with Daniel Bytheway. Conklin has not been ejected from a game all year. He's not ejected here.
I think he might have some say there.
So you go from the runner at second, one out, to two outs, nobody on. Junior Perez very slowly leaving the field. They show down the instant replay for us.
I got safe at second. I think we might have missed that one. Right. Close, though. Close play.
Robleski winds, throws. Elliott takes the ball low and away. Clark Elliott. Adam, you realize he went 5-for-35 in the month of June. If he gets a base hit here, he will have 4 hits in the month of July. The pitch. A broken bat, ground ball, hit to the second baseman, Fernandez. Gloves, utter hands to first. He's out by a step. Elliott runs so well, but that'll do it. Robleski faces the minimum and is through 6 innings of 3-run ball. It's his second quality start of the year. But it's the Lugnuts leading his loons by a 3-1 score on our way to the home half of the 6th inning at Down Diamond.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And at the bottom of the 6th inning, the lefty Jack Owen enters his second inning of work out of the Lugnuts pen. He'll take on Keith Diaz-Aline. Lugnuts up 3-1. His pitch. In there for a called strike to begin Damon Keith, the cleanup hitter in the Great Lakes attack. So 4, 5, and 6 against the southpaw out of California. Let's it fly. The curveball low to Keith. 1-1. Damon Keith from Oceanside, California. Jack Owen from Aliso Viejo. Pitch on its way. Outside with the off speed. 2-1. Hello to Stefan Gleiberman. I beg your pardon, Stefan. Hello to Stefan Gleiberman and Mrs. Gleiberman. Tuned in to the broadcast. Really appreciate your company. A 2-1 pitch from Owen. Swing and a miss on the off speed. And we appreciate you wherever you're keeping us company. Adam and I coming your way from Midland, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 2-2. Strike 3 called. Dropped in the breaking ball at the knees on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Jack Owen. Second time today that Keith has fanned. And 1 away in the home 6th.
Were you aware that they had cookies and cream ice cream with peanut butter in it here?
I was aware. So yesterday, Christy, Alon, and I did the full walk all around the concourse, and that's where we saw it. A swing and a bouncer foul up the left side, strike 1 for Luis Diaz. Is that what you have ordered?
I didn't order. I just saw that Johnny Suits to our right in the home broadcast booth has got some.
The wine, the pitch, Diaz grounds, left side, grabbed by Alex Campos. Spins, fires, got him at first. Oh, Alex Campos. Comeback player of the year in this game defensively. A couple of shaky efforts to begin. His throwing error gave Great Lakes their only run in the 3rd inning. His last 2 plays have been sparkling.
He deserves some cookies and cream, peanut butter ice cream after that play.
Extra peanut butter. Here's Bubba Aline, the pitch. Popped up right side. First baseman Batista Jr. and foul ground. Runs out of room. That ball is back into the stands. Adam Jackson, would you like some cookies and cream with some peanut butter ice cream?
I'm going to stay away, Jesse. I'm going to stay away. But, man, I just wanted to admire.
Wow. By the way, hello to the Lugnuts clubhouse manager, Hayden Stamm. He's also tuned in, checking in. Two outs with the bases clear. Strike one toss. Aline takes. Ball one outside.
We'll dap up that guy tomorrow when we see him.
Does big time work. Lugnuts have been on the road for 2 weeks. A 1-1 pitch. Breaks in for a called strike two. Owen in the fifth inning allowed a two-out infield single to Dalton Rushing. Here in the sixth, he's looking for a perfect frame. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Blows away Aline with the high cheddar. A perfect sixth. He strikes out his second and his third, and they bookend the frame. We're going to the seventh. Adam Jaxa, no ice cream, but he'll be back on the mic with the play-by-play. Lugnuts 3, Loons 1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Six down, three to go in the series finale up in Midland, Michigan at Dow Diamond. And it'll be 7, 8, and 9 coming up. Brian Buelbas, Carlos Amaya, Alexander Campos. Lugnuts in front, 3-1. We haven't had scoring since that third inning. They face a new man on the mound, Christian Suarez. A lefty against the righty, and his first pitch. Buelbas squares the bunt, and he can't pull it back. It's outside, but a called strike one. Buelbas has really struggled in this series, 0 for 14 with 9 strikeouts, including 2 more today. Suarez set, kicks and throws. Buelbas bunts it foul first base side, and it's 0-2. Just one of those weeks for Buelbas, and we saw Junior Perez get a base hit and kind of get out of his mini slump. See if Buelbas can protect here down 0-2. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strikes out again. Just a tough week for Brian, and there's one away. Christian Suarez, though, was the guy that the Lugnuts were able to do some damage against in that 7-5 victory. He pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, with 1 strikeout. Here's Carlos Amaya from the right side. A lefty throws home. Outside, ball one. Amaya looking for his second hit as a Lugnut. No respect for Carlos Amaya. They didn't even put up his headshot up there on the video board. Just a gray outline. The pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. The Loons notorious of doing this. You got to get him a headshot?
Yeah, I'm going to pull this up on my computer for him.
Okay, so we'll have it up here for him. 1-1 pitch, swatted back, out of play. That ball almost came down and hit Louis Loon. Ricocheted back down on the concourse, down there into the lower bowl and towards the walkway, right in front of the field of play. 1-2 on the righty, Amaya. The pitch home. It's up high, 2-2. Lugnuts in front, 3-1, thanks to 2 in the first, 1 in the third. Great Lakes got 1 in the third to answer, but no runs in the fourth, the fifth, or the sixth for either team. One nuts out, hitting the loons 8-4. The pitch on the ground right at the second baseman, Fernandez. Down to a knee to get it. Throws it to first in time. Two outs.
Didn't help.
That was a good effort. Well, he looks excellent in his headshot. Very serious.
Yes.
He's got the Lugnuts cap and the home white Lugnuts uniform on. And now here's Alexander Campos. They do have his headshot up there. Two outs, nobody on base. Top seven, 3-1 Nuts. Lefty throws to the righty. Pitches in there, strike one with the fastball. Campos 0-2. Ground out to the left side of the diamonds and one to the right at the corners at first and third. And he get aboard and extend this frame. That pitch fouled back. No balls, two strikes. Lansing just two hits in the last four innings after they had six hits in the first three innings. And, of course, scored those three runs in the first three innings. Suarez set the 0-2 pitch. In there, called strike three, and it is a quick bottom of the seventh, just like it was a quick top of the seventh, like it was a quick top of the second, where the 7, 8, and 9 batters went down in order. Now we'll head to the bottom of the seventh after we stretch it out. 3-1, Lugnuts.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And I heard through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with
nothing like God Bless America on Independence Day Eve as we celebrate the United States of America. July 4, 1776, July 4, 2023, coming up tomorrow. And in celebration, we get some Lugnuts baseball closing out a series today and opening up a series at home tomorrow at Jackson Field. Again, certainly hope you can join us. There will be fireworks. There will be many people to celebrate with. You'll get some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Hopefully a Lugnuts victory. Today, hoping for a Lugnuts victory as well. 3-1 lead. And for Mitch Myers, he started this one, went four innings, gave up three hits, just one run, which was unearned, with five strikeouts, two walks. Really good performance from Mitch. And Jack Owen has come in for the last couple frames, and he's given up no runs and just one hit with three strikeouts. Faces the bottom third of the card, Chris Newell, Frank Rodriguez, and Jake Vogel. Left-handed Vogel steps in. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. My correction, Chris Newell, the lefty that steps in, 0-1.
Adam, tomorrow's the 4th of July, Independence Day. Today, July the 3rd.
The pitch, popped up, center field, back is Buelmas, has room, now comes in, walking forward, makes the catch, And there's the first out. Yes, that's correct.
Do you know an important American event that happened July the 3rd in American history? And I'm going to give you the year, 1863.
No.
It was the end of the Battle of Gettysburg, turning the Civil War.
Yes, indeed. 1863. Here's the ready, Frank Rodriguez. First pitch. Fastball in there. Strike one. 3-1 nuts. Bottom seven.
So July the 3rd in American history. Pretty pivotal. Go.
July the 4th, 1776, tomorrow. Line drive right back up the middle. It's a base hit. And Rodriguez on for just the second time in this series with a hit. Now 2-for-12. But he finds the second hit against Jack Owen. Tying run will come to the plate. Jake Vogel, who's 1-for-2 today. A sneak in trivia for you in this seventh inning with the Lugs up 3-1. We asked you, this a pivotal day in Lugnut history. Going back to 2009, who was the 2023 All-Star they faced? We asked you. First the pitch. Fastball shoots in down low. This was a tough one. We get any answers today? We haven't had any answers the last couple of days. I feel like we've asked some tougher trivia questions.
We've got some answers sent in.
That's what I like to hear. First, Owens pitch. Hard hit out to left field. Hanging up. Elliott trying to track it down towards the wall. It's over his head and one hops the wall on the warning track. Around second, Rodriguez speeding to third. Stops there as Winkler gets the cutoff throw. It's a double for Jake Vogel. A two-hit day. And they're at second and third with one out. The Loons have racked up the doubles in this series. That the first extra base hit today, though, as they had singled five times. And now the tying run 180 feet away with only one out, and you're going back to the top of the order. So Don Schulze, the pitching coach, will head out there to have a quick word with Jack Owen. All right, what do you got for us?
Marsha Bullard and Paul Hammerly both wrote in. First, the guess was Clayton Kershaw. Marsha Bullard also guessed Kenley Jansen, perhaps. So those are your guesses so far, but I don't think that either one of those guesses is correct.
They are not correct. Close, though. So with Clayton Kershaw, he was only here in 07. That was their inaugural year. Again, it didn't take that guy a long time to get to the bigs. He's been stellar. And it wasn't Kenley Jansen. That also a good guess, but Kenley, I believe, Jesse, you would have seen him, I think, was catching here with Great Lakes, correct?
He was in 2007.
So in the trivia question, we asked you and told you it was a starter that the Lugnuts were facing, and he is not currently in the Dodgers org. He is with the Texas Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi, a 2023 All-Star. They just named him this weekend. He faced the Nuts. And the Loons walked off that game in the 12th. First pitch home. Slides inside. Ball one to Taylor Young.
On that team, they had a youngster named Ethan Martin and Nathan Eovaldi. And Martin was seen as the golden child. And Eovaldi was seen as the under-the-radar arm who I heard whispers, he might be better. He has been better.
D. Gordon with the walk-off home run in that game. The pitch. Way outside. Two balls, no strikes. And Owen is living dangerously on the edge here. Two hits to the 8 and 9 hitters that have struggled in this series, and now down 2-0 on Taylor Young, who has had five hits, walked already, and they're just going to intentionally walk him the rest of the way and load up the bases with one out for Dalton Rushing, the top prospect on this Loon squad, who's 1-for-3 today. So a dangerous and pivotal moment here in this seventh inning. The Loons came back and beat the Nuts earlier in this series when the Lugnuts had a lead. It was a triple that cleared the bases. First pitch outside. Ball one.
Lets you know how important the Lugnuts think this is, that Tyler Baum is warming up as quickly as he can.
Baum, the shutdown save man. The pitch. Down. Two balls, no strikes. Jack has missed the zone four straight times.
He's nibbling. He's being very careful. But Rushing is a very good batting eye.
How do you get back into this count with the lefty up 2-0? His lefty-lefty matchup for Owen, but got to be careful here. Nowhere to put him. The pitch. Hard hit, foul, first base side. 3-1, Lugnuts leading. bottom seven. Young is at first. Rodriguez at second. Vogel at third. Lugnuts need two more outs. A double play would be splendid here. The pitch home. That just misses bottom of the zone, and it's 3-1.
Rushing has not grounded into a double play all year.
Although the Lugnuts have turned 69 this year, which leads the league. Jack Winkler shaded up behind the bag at second at shortstop. They're playing him to pull to the right side of the diamond. Got to put it in the zone. 3-1. And he missed outside ball four. Wow, was right there and just misses. Jack Owen is halfway down to have words with Juan Gomez, thinking that was in there for strike three. Instead, it's ball four. It's a one-run game, and Craig Conklin's out there. And he is barking at home plate umpire Juan Gomez as he walks out there. Oh, he just got tossed. Craig Conklin was walking away subtly and not so subtly while barking at Juan Gomez, and now directly walks to Gomez as he just got thrown out for the first time this year. Daniel, by the way, is down there as well. They're about five steps up the first baseline. Craig Conklin has been upset with a couple of calls today, but that one he couldn't believe that it wasn't in the zone on the outside part of the play. So both Conklin and Owen will walk off in unison here, with Conklin still shouting back to Gomez and now backpedaling his way towards the dugout. Turns around and walks back with Jack. And with all of that, the bases are loaded. 3-2, Lux lead. And here comes the closer in the seventh, Tyler Baum, to try and get them out of this mess and keep the lead.
As you said, Adam, that had been boiling since the very start of the game, since the top of the first inning when Juan Gomez ruled that Jack Winkler was out at home plate. That's what started things. Although it's the final game of the series, so there have been calls throughout this series, but this is a pivotal moment. And Jack Owen's pitch, the Lugnuts were convinced was in the zone. They didn't get it. I mean, here we come, right down to the end. So there's no messing around. You have to go to Tyler Baum.
I don't believe we've seen him in the seventh go to the ninth this year, Jesse. We've seen him in the eighth. We've seen him come into the ninth, obviously, but he's got to try and get the seventh. And we'll see what they want to do. If they want him to try and come in and get the final eight outs, he just came in to get his ninth save in nine opportunities a couple of days ago. And here he comes in with the bases loaded, four straight have reached, a single, a double, and then an intentional and then regular walk to the top two guys. And here's Yainer Fernandez. Can the Lugnuts find a way to keep the lead here, up 3-2? Massive spot in this game right here to close out the series. The first pitch to Yainer Fernandez, down low, ball one.
Great job by Rodriguez, staying right on it. Can't have a wild pitch right now.
No, you can't. And CJ has been excellent all year behind the plate, and excellent again today. Fernandez, 1-for-3, single error he reached on, and a ground out. The pitch. Clips the inside corner, strike one. That's a big pitch to get Baum back even.
Remember, Dalton Rushing has not grounded into a double play all year, Adam? Mm-hmm. Fernandez, 8 double play balls through 52 games.
Like the sounds of that. 1-1 pitch. Popped up behind home plate instead. Rodriguez didn't know where it was. It's going to get to the seats anyway. And it's 1-2. There's the weak contact, though, that you're looking from Tyler Baum. A righty, 6'2", 205-pound, 25-year-old from Florida. He's a second-round selection out of North Carolina in 2019. He had a really strugglesome year last year, but he has flipped the script and been dominant this year for the Nuts. The pitch. Too high. A little too tight. 2-2 on Fernandez. Damon Keith waits on deck. He's 0-for-3 today with 3 strikeouts in the 4-hole. 2-2 pitch. Hard hit right back up the middle. It's a base hit. Coming around third is Rodriguez. Right behind him is Young. The throw is up the line, and the Loons lead 4-3. Off to second. The tag is late on Fernandez. Loons lead on the two-run double from Yainer Fernandez against Tyler Baum.
That That's a high fastball, and that's a credit to Fernandez getting around on it. How many fastballs did we see bound power past these loons just a couple of days ago? But the velo was down. That one came in at just 93 miles an hour. And his hands whipped around through the zone in time.
And it's now five straight that have reached. Infield is drawn in as Lansing trails for the first time. A three-run seventh by Great Lakes. The pitch popped up. Right side of the infield, back goes Angeles, trailing to his left, makes the catch in the infield, two down. And finally, the second out comes. But what a mess here in the seventh. We saw this earlier in the series, and it was this identical score. Lansing led 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth in that doubleheader game one. And they ended up losing 4-3 because of a three-run sixth in that seven-inning game. It's a three-run seventh today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Luis Diaz went hacking and came out of his stance. But how massive it is right now for Baum to try and find a way to keep these two runners stranded at second, because there's still two innings left to be played. You don't want to get yourselves down multiple runs here with a crowd that has erupted now in the seventh inning to support the home squad. The pitch bends back Diaz. One ball, one strike. Diaz looking straight in at Baum and an extra hard tap on the plate. One ball, one strike to the righty. The pitch twisted back off the netting. 1-2. Rushing is at third. Fernandez at second. Three runs come in, and it's the Loons 4, the Lugs 3. Great Lakes hadn't scored since the third inning, their only run to this point. 1-2. Way too tall, and we're even. Again, a great job by C.J. Rodriguez. Had to climb up there tall on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Make sure that one didn't zip over his head as he reached that left arm up. First base open, two outs, 4-3 Loons. Nearly caught up to the Lugnuts in the hit column. It's 8-7. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased the high fastball from Baum at 95, and that's going to do it, but big damage done. Five straight reach, and a big two-run single from Yainer Fernandez gives the Loons the lead. We're off to the eighth, 4-3, Great Lakes.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A tough bottom of the seventh has Lansing trailing for the first time today as we've got two innings left to play in this six-game set up in Midland. Now the home squad 4 and your Lugnuts 3 as we bring you up for the eighth. Here's the good news. Top of the order due up. Aribe Alanales, Danny Bautista, and Jack Winkler. Combined, those guys have banged out 6 hits today and 2 extra base hits. Do they have some more potentially to get a run back? We do have a new pitcher, and it looks like Lucas Wepp is the new righty that has taken the hill for the Great Lakes Loons.
6'5", 192 pounds, tall, relatively lean.
His first pitch to the righty, Angeles. up high inside, ball one.
Adam, that was his first pitch in the Midwest League. 22 appearances with Rancho Cucamonga with a 2.43 ERA to start the year. Little you hear his strikeout numbers.
First pitch. Second pitch, rather. Bunted down the third base side. Diaz charges, and he can't pick it up clean. Angeles is aboard for a third time. Most likely going to be an infield bunt single. It is his third hit today, leading off. What a game for Eurybio Angeles. So the tying run is aboard, two pitches into the eighth. And Danny Boy Bautista, as they play him in here, 3-for-3 today with two singles and an RBI double. Also run scored. First pitch, he squares to bunt, and it goes foul off him in the right side batter's box. Strike one.
It's a great thought. Luis Diaz is so deep. So Lucas Webb, Adam, 8 walks, 58 strikeouts, and 33 and a third innings for Rancho Cucamonga.
Is that good?
He earned this promotion.
But is that good?
It is good.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty great. Certainly earned the promotion. Here's his second pitch. Bautista swings and misses at the slider. It's a unique stance where you can almost see the back of Webb's jersey. He points the front left foot out towards left field and is turned diagonal on the hill. Tall, lanky frame. And he throws it over to first, and Angeles is out. He got picked off. Well, we're just describing that set for Webb on the hill, and he's turned so far out to left field, you'd think you'd have more time to get back when he's got a whip almost all the way around, like 270 degrees, to get the ball to first, and he threw it right on the money to rushing. So now one out, the pitch. Punched up in the air, first base side, foul territory. It hangs up, and a sliding grab made on the warning track. Bautista is gone, and all of a sudden, the momentum all on the side of the Loons here with two outs in the top of the eighth, and the base is clear. Wow, did this game turn in a hurry, and you felt that the pressure was mounting for the Nuts. You get the three runs in the first three innings, but they haven't got anything since. The unearned run in the third, and then the three-run seventh, 4-3 Loons. First pitch to Jack Winkler, fouled back off the netting. Strike one. Winkler today, RBI single in that first inning. Flied out to center in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased it up high. 0-2. If you're thinking home run to tie, Lansing has had just one home run in this series, so it would be something special if they found a home run in their next four outs to even up this game. Tyler Baum will be back out, you would expect, for the bottom of the eighth to try and keep this a one-run game, with the Nuts having one more chance after this to bat. 0-2 up high, one ball, two strikes. Winkler this year with one home run. It was a big home run, part of a cycle for the Nuts. That came last week in Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Came on a hanging breaking ball in.
Just out to left field. The pitch, swing and a miss. There was the breaking ball. He was out in front. And down goes Winkler. First strikeout for Webb. And after giving up the bunt single, he picks off Angeles. It's a fly out to Bautista, strikes out Winkler. Through 7.5, Loons 4, Lugs 3.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
If anybody ever asks me, does Jesse ever do anything for me, I'll continue to say he's done millions and millions of things. And his latest, he got me ice cream, guys. It's the first pitch from Tyler Baum, and it's outside. Ball one to Chris Alleen, Chris Newell, Frank Rodriguez, 6, 7, and 8. Two lefties and a righty as the switch hitting Alleen bats from the left. The pitch, up high. 2 balls, no strikes. 4-3, Loons up in the bottom of the eighth, trying to steal one at home to close out this series. Lugs led 3-0, but the Loons have scored 4 straight, including a 3-run 7th. The pitch, outside with the fastball, and Baum is down 3-0. Came in with the bases loaded, gave up a 2-run single, but then locked down the final 2 outs to keep this a 1-run game. Here's the 3-0. Pop back out of play. 3-1. Well, I told Jesse that I figured out that they had cookies and cream with peanut butter ice cream here, which is like tops in Adam Jaxa land. The pitch popped up third base side. Campos going over into foul territory, circling with room, makes the catch just in front of the bullpen. There's the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Great grab by Campos. He's had some tough plays today. And he's made all but one. Jesse went and visited the staff and said, "Would you bring him up some ice cream?" So here we are. It's staring at me. I'm gonna dig in after play-by-play. But wow, thank you very much.
I want to know what you think. I want to know if that measures up.
It looks amazing. Here's Chris Newell from the left side. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. 4-3. Loons over the Lugs. Bottom eight. Base is clear. Newell today, 1-for-2 with a walk. The pitch, bouncing ball off the plate, high over towards second. Takes a low hop on Angeles, long underhand toss, and he gets it there in time to Bautista. 2 away. It's like Dairy Queen. They've got the blizzards, got cookies and cream and mint, and you just think, how does that work?
It works.
It works so well. I think Garrett's popcorn in Chicago with the caramel and then the cheese mixed together. How does that work? It works. It's Frank Rodriguez from the right side. Breaking ball in there, strike one. So you think cookies and cream, peanut butter. How does that work? I got a good feeling it's going to be pretty great. 0-1 to the righty. Dropped in the breaking ball again, a little bit wide. 1 ball, 1 strike. 4-3, Loons in front. Tyler Baum trying to get the final 4 outs to keep this a 1-run game. The pitch. That's inside. 2-1. Should say the final 5.
Just to go back last inning, I know that the Loons took the lead on the 2-run single by Fernandez, but then Baum getting the second and the third outs to strand runners at second and third was crucial.
2-1. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, we talked about it, right? I mean, you give up the 2 runs. Give up the lead, and you're thinking, wow, this is bad. You're down 3 runs, but you still have to get that final out with the Loons having runners at second and third to keep this a game. And Tyler Baum stayed under control, kept his composure, got the final out with a strikeout. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He's got another one. His second today gets Rodriguez and keeps this a 1-run game. Last chance coming for the Nuts. Down 4-3 in the ninth. Here comes Jesse Goldberg-Strassler when we return.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Yainer Fernandez two-run single in the bottom of the seventh inning has given the Loons a 4-3 lead that they now bring to the ninth. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts batters, 4, 5, and 6, Perez, Rodriguez, Elliott. And they take on the lefty, Benoni Robles, at the mound for his third appearance of this series. We first saw Benoni pitching early on. It was Robles on the hill in the very first game of the series on Wednesday. Faced one batter, Clark Elliott, and he struck him out, and that preserved a Loons 4-0 win. Then he took on the Lugnuts later on in the series. He pitched in the game that the Lugnuts won 8-3, fired 2/3 of an inning, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Here he is now, Monday afternoon, dealing. Junior Perez shows butt, pulls back, takes a called strike one. A southpaw against the right-handers Perez, Rodriguez, and the left-handed hitting Elliott gets around two. Junior's 1-for-3 with a single and 2 strikeouts. Down by 1 run, the deal, very high. This is Robles' 18th appearance of the year. 6-for-6 in saves, looking to make it 7-for-7. The league batting just 163 against him. He lets it fly. Away, ball two. He's allowed 1 home run. Perez the batter, plenty of speed, but also the power. 5 home runs, plus 10 doubles. Cat is in his favor. The 2-1 pitch, high for ball three. Cries of discontent from the Dow Diamond faithful. Should there be a bottom half of this ninth inning, Christian Fernandez is warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Robles delivers. Perez takes, low, ball four. And there's the game-tying run aboard at first on the leadoff walk.
That's twice now back-to-back days. Lugs trying to come back. They've got their tying run to the plate. They lost by a couple runs yesterday. Brought them up in the ninth. We'll see if they can pay it off today and find a way back.
This season series against the Loons has featured disturbingly similar final score lines. C.J. Rodriguez, the batter. They expect a bunt. Does he square? No. First pitch is rocketed down the left field line. Down for a base hit. It's going all the way into the corner. A lean to dig it out. Perez windmilled around third. He's rushing for home bareheaded. No throw. He scores the game-tying run feet first on a C.J. Rodriguez double. 4-4 in the ninth.
How about that? C.J. Rodriguez having a big-time series. Had the home run the other day, his first of the year. Comes up clutch, first pitch swinging, and whacks that out. And then watch Junior Perez fly around the bases. And here we are tied up at 4.
First blown save of the year for Benoni Robles. And now Max Muncy will pinch hit for Clark Elliott. You thought that this was a day off of the 2021 first rounder? Here he is. 14 doubles, 5 home runs, 27 knocked in 65 games. The average 248 for the 20-year-old. Nobody out. Rodriguez at second. Tied in the ninth. The lefty sets. Throws. Muncy swings and misses a fastball. Strike one. 96 from Robles. For Rodriguez, by the way, double number 7, RBI number 13. Lucky 13 ties the score. A set at the belt. The leg kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss again. Strike two. Robles challenges him with back-to-back fastballs.
Remember, the Lugnuts are doing this all with Craig Conklin being tossed from this game.
So Ron Whitmire coaching at third base for Lansing. first-year hitting coach. Rodriguez at second, nobody out. And 0-2. Called strike three at the letters on the outside corner. Muncy thought that that ball was high.
Oh, it's so tough to come off the bench cold, but Lugnuts are going to try their ways with it back-to-back here with the first rounders.
Daniel Susak pinch hits for Brian Buelbas, the 2022 first rounder. We know that there will be a bottom of the ninth inning. We'll get there when we get there and tell you about the defensive changes. The Lugnuts are looking for the lead. 4-4, one out, Rodriguez at second. Lefty deals to righty. High fly ball out to left. Aline backs up. He nears the track, turns over his other shoulder, makes the catch in front of the wall. And Rodriguez back to second. Susak just missed it, and it's out number two. No pinch hitter here. It's Carlos Amaya to bat for himself as the DH.
Wow, that was so close. Man, it looked like that thing was gone, and this park just holds baseballs. It's been doing it all week for some reason here.
Right-handed batter, lefty on the mound. Look back to Rodriguez. Robles throws. Fastball very high. Ball one. So how about Benoni Robles? Walked Perez, Rodriguez the RBI double. And he strikes out Muncy looking, gets Susak in the deep fly out. Can Amaya untie the score? A ball one offering. Swing and a foul tip into then out of the mitt of the catcher Rodriguez. Strike one. Drama on your day before the 4th of July. In the series finale, a Lugnuts win and Lansing split the 6-game set. Loons win. They take 4 out of 6. Amaya looks for his first base hit today. It's a 1-1 pitch from Robles. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Fastball came in at 97. Amaya, the number 8 hitter in the order, just 21 years of age. On deck, Alex Campos. 4-4, Loons and Lugnuts in the ninth. The set by Robles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. But C.J. Rodriguez doubles home Junior Perez, and we are tied up 4-4. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning from Dow Diamond.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So here are your defensive changes. First, Caden Schrenkel replaces Daniel Susak. He's now in to play center field. Susak pinch hit for the center fielder Brian Wilbas in the top of the ninth inning. Max Muncy pinch hit for the left fielder Clark Elliott. Muncy is now in at shortstop. Shortstop Winkler moves to first base, replacing Batista Jr., who moves to left field, replacing Elliott. All right. Bottom of the ninth, 4-4. And the first pitch from the right-hander, Christian Fernandez, called strike one to Jake Vogel. All of that came after the game was tied. C.J. Rodriguez doubled home Junior Perez to make the score 4-4. The wind, the pitch, Vogel. Fooled, went around too far, and the breaking ball down. Nothing and two. So Susak is out of the game. Trenkel will bat in his spot, seventh in the order. It's now Batista Jr. in left, Caden Trenkel in center, Junior Perez in right. Infield in a moment. An 0-2 from Christian Fernandez. Vogel takes a fastball up and in. The infield, Alex Campos is at third, Max Muncy's at short, A. Rebel Angeles at second, Jack Winkler at first, C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher. 0-1-2. Breaking ball just down and away. Could not get him to chase. 2-2 on Vogel. It was 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and two runs scored. And considering that the Loons only have four, those runs have mattered. Righty to righty with a 2-2. Fly ball center field. Trenkel playing very deep, rushes forward, makes a diving catch. He was out near the warning track to begin the play. In the end, he dove in. Right in toward the infield, and he takes away the base hit from Vogel. Start on your scorecard. One up, one down.
What do they say? That baseball finds you when you enter a game, and the Lugnuts look like they're playing no doubles depth out there. So a long run forward, a great grab by Trenkel. He just missed a diving catch the other day. Comes up with big-time redemption in a huge spot today.
Now Christian Fernandez pitches to Taylor Young. Front door breaking ball for a called strike one. Adam, no doubles depth, and Caden Trenkel says. No singles either.
That's right.
Taylor Young is 0-for-2, two walks and a run scored. Righty to righty. On the outside corner, strike two called. Fernandez is looking sharp. He replaces Tyler Baum, who went 1 2/3 innings. First batter had a two-run go-ahead single against him. That was Yainer Fernandez in the three-run bottom of the seventh inning for the Loons. And then after that, got through Keith and Diaz to strand runners at second and third. Mowed through a perfect eighth, gave the ball to Christian. Two outs away from going to extras. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the big curveball. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Craig Conklin was ejected from this game in the bottom of the seventh. The Lugnuts have rallied in support of their manager. Fernandez deals to Dalton Rushing. Low ball one. Now Rushing is a prime power threat. If he gets a hold of one, he could end the game. Trying to end the ninth. Send this to a tenth. The righty Fernandez kicks, throws. Popped him up, left side, foul grab. Third baseman Campos rushes toward the stands and flips over the railing into the dugout, unable to make the play, and now they'll check to see how his health is. Alex Campos has disappeared from view.
Oh, my goodness. All the Lugnuts over there taking a peek. Clark Elliott is down with his hands over his mouth, kneeling down.
I'm watching Mitch Myers, who just returned today from the concussion. Immediately walked to the near side of the dugout, far away from where Campos went down. One ball, one strike, the count on Dalton Rushing, and that is the farthest thing from anybody's mind right now. Jack Owen, the relief pitcher, pitched earlier in the game, standing up near the railing. They are tending to Campos right near the bench in the third base side dugout.
Remember, too, if he can't come back in, they just took Bautista out and moved Winkler. They'd have to try and shuffle this around to figure out what they're going to do. Give him a ton of credit. He went full force to try and make that catch. You know how potent of a batter Dalton Rushing is. You're trying to get that third out, help your pitcher out. But he stopped against that padded wall, and it just didn't stop him enough. Tumbled right over it.
That's right.
And he was coming pretty fast, too.
Yes, he was. The Lugnuts are all out of position players. Adam, as you mentioned. Daniel Nava, the Loons manager and third base coach, watching too. They're giving plenty of space. The head athletic trainer, Eric Fast, on hand, tending to Alex Campos. Let's step aside. Let's take a break. Christian Fernandez is returning to the mound as they're just trying to clear out, and he'll stay loose with the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Alex Campos taking a tumble over the dugout railing, chasing a foul pop off the bat of Dalton Rushing. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, but we step aside from Dow Diamond in a 4-4 game.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, with Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Alex Campos injured on a play, and let's just describe it to you. It's the bottom of the ninth. The score is tied 4-4. He was chasing a foul pop-up by Loons hitter Dalton Rushing. And in chasing it, he ran into the dugout railing for the Lugnuts on the third base side. He hit the railing. He flipped right over. He fell into the dugout itself. He is currently being tended to by the Lugnuts medical staff. As the game continues, his spot is being filled at third base by Carlos Amaya. Amaya began this game as the DH, so the Lugnuts now lose the DH, and the pitcher will have to bat when that spot comes up again in the order. And we continue with Christian Fernandez on the mound, a one ball, one strike count to Dalton Rushing, and two outs in the bottom of the ninth, two strikes away from forcing a tenth. His pitch to Rushing. The breaking ball inside. Two balls, one strike on the number four prospect in the Dodgers organization. Rushing 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch rocketed down the right side. Base hit heading into the right field corner. Junior Perez over the play. Rushing rushes for second base. Nobody's covering there. Two infielders went out to help in with the relay. It's a double. And the game-winning run is into scoring position to bring up the man who just gave the Loons the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. At the time, it was a two-run go-ahead single for Yainer Fernandez in the seventh off Tyler Baum. The game tied in the top half of this ninth on a C.J. Rodriguez double. Now Fernandez is coming up looking to be a hero against the Lugnuts Fernandez.
Man.
Christian Fernandez against Yainer Fernandez. Both of them out of Venezuela. Righty, righty. Yainer Fernandez, the youngest Loon. First pitch. The breaking ball curves high. He is 20 years old, Yainer. Listed as a catcher on their roster. But they have Frank Rodriguez catching and Dalton Rushing at first. They put him at second. Signed as a free agent 4 years ago by the Dodgers. Two outs. 4-4 in the ninth. The kick and the pitch. Curveball in there. Dropped it in for a called strike one.
This ball feels like it's coming to Carlos Amaya if it's in play, doesn't it?
Amaya has infield experience. He was just inserted in at third base, losing the DH to replace Alex Campos out injury precaution. 1-1. Curveball again, but high.
Well, Fernandez keeps getting behind these Loon batters at the top of the order. That's dangerous to do that. He had success here. First two batters got ahead of them, but... again, you're sitting 2-1 here, and Fernandez can sit on that fastball. He's had a good game today.
Two-run single came 2 innings ago on a bound fastball. 2-1, fastball rides high and wide. 3-1. Now the runner who matters is rushing at second without all that much speed. First base is open, so is third. Damon Keith, a powerful hitter who's been struggling, is waiting on deck. Fernandez has his sign. Here's the pitch. Leandro Fernandez takes inside with a fastball, and he has walked him. This sets up the force at third and second. You know, just in case the ball gets hit into some difficult spot in the infield where you simply need to tag a base and run back to the dugout to go to the 10th inning.
Well, if you're gonna face one of these guys in the top, today, Damon Keith is the guy. He's 0-for-4, and Fernandez has had a good game. But the thing you got to do is you got to put the ball in the zone early. And Don Schulze, I'm sure, going to tell him that. Got to start him with some strikes. Get ahead. Give yourself some options here.
Damon Keith is 3-for-18 in this series. Today, 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts. And the series, 6 strikeouts, 2 singles and a double. Don Schulze, the discussion. Meanwhile, out in left field, Danny Bautista Jr. just had some sunglasses delivered to him by the bullpen, Brock Whittlesey. Just in case the ball gets hit out into left field, don't want to lose it in the sun. When Fernandez pitched earlier on in the series, he did not face Keith. Here's round one of this week. Fernandez at first, rushing at second, 2 outs. Bottom of the ninth, 4-4. The Loons cleanup hitter waits. Righty to righty, first pitch. Inside corner, strike one call.
That's huge. First time in the last 3 batters he's gotten started with a strike. And again, sometimes a comforting chit-chat from your pitching coach can help you out.
Christian Fernandez acquired via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays for Christian Bethencourt. Deals. Shot toward short, past the shortstop, Muncy, base hit to left center. Lushing's around third. He's coming in to win the game for the Loons. Damon Keith, a walk-off, 2-out RBI single. Loons 5, Lugnuts 4 to end the series. A sizzling ground ball to the left of Max Muncy. No chance to get there. And then up the alleyway in left center, left fielder Bautista Jr., center fielder Trankel too far away. The Loons take 4 out of 6 from the Lugnuts.
That's a tough loss. I mean, you're up 3-0, you battle back, you tie the score 4-4, and then you get the first 2 outs, no problem, in the ninth inning, and then on a 1-1 pitch, you have a long delay. You see your teammate get injured, have to come out, and then things turn. Double, walk, RBI single, game over. Really unfortunate series loss for the Nuts. They battled tough today, even with a different lineup than normal, and just couldn't come out on top. And that's going to sting.
And I hate the parallel, Adam, to step away from the result of the game itself, of us celebrating the return of the field from Mitch Myers at the start of the game and ending the game concerned about Alex Campos.
No question. It's really unfortunate. We talk about it all the time. Injuries, a part of this game, are just, you hate seeing it. And you see one guy come back and the Loons, or the Lugnuts rather, are already shorthanded in their roster. And you got another one that goes down late. Just really unfortunate to see, and certainly we're wishing the best for Alex Campos.
4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 4 runners left on the base paths for the Lugnuts today, who fall to 3-6 in the second half, 34-40 for the year. For the Loons, improving to 5-4 and 50-24 for the season, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 9 runners left on. The losing pitcher is Christian Fernandez, who falls to 3-4. Recorded the first 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth inning before the rushing double, the walk to Fernandez, the RBI single by Keith, and that all came after the situation with Campos. Alex Campos flipping over the dugout on the third base side, flipping over the railing and into the dugout. And now medical attention, and we'll await to see how he is. Winning pitcher for the Loons is Benoni Robles, who blew the save in the top of the ninth. C.J. Rodriguez, Adam, in the loss. Let it not be forgot. Another clutch swing, another big swing from C.J.
Yeah, he's had a good series, starting to turn it around. His bat went a little quiet, and there was moments where you're missing that bat. It's come back, though, and it's great to see because we know how good defensively he can be and how he showed, and we know how good offensively he was at Vanderbilt. But now he's trying to bring that up to the professional ranks, and he did that again today.
Yes, he did. Well, tomorrow, big crowd waiting for us in Lansing, Michigan.
This one is a stinger, Jesse. I'm not going to lie, man. That's a frustrating loss. So good news that the Lugnuts get back home and get a big crowd, celebrate the fourth, and go attack the captain, start a new series. Gut punch way to end this one up here.
You said it. Well, for Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks for staying alongside us all this way or checking in throughout the day. We really appreciate your company. We'll see you in Lansing. Keep on going nuts with us. Loons win 5-4 over the Lugnuts from Midland. This is the final game that the Lugnuts will play here in Dow Diamond. The whole rest of the season series will be in Michigan State Capitol. But starting tomorrow at 7.05 p.m., Lugnuts, Lake County Captains. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets for the entirety of the coming homestand. Here's wishing you well on this Monday. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. 5-4 Loons. Go Nuts from Dow Diamond.